be a little disappointed with your finish, but can you just kind of sum up your week in a top 15 position right now here at the Canadian Open?
I played great all week. I just had a couple bad breaks.
When you had your back injury a couple years ago, I'm just wondering, was there ever a time when you thought that it might have been serious enough where you would have had to stop playing golf? Or?
Yeah, for sure. It was scary. It was an injury I never had before. I didn't know what it took to heal. I don't know. So I'm definitely happy to be back and healthy.
Was there anything that you did specifically to get over that? Was there surgery? Was there
no, just time off.
Just rest?
Yeah.
Well, Emma, could you just break down your round for us today? You were playing strong and 4-under up until the last hole.
Yeah, as I said, I hit the ball really good today. Putting was good too, just the ball didn't drop. And just had a couple bad breaks.
17, your second shot, were you just unlucky on that? It's sucked back down.
Yeah, I don't even know how it was physically possible to spin it back there, but... Yeah.
What does it mean to you, though, to be playing the way you were on the last day of this tournament?
I'm sorry?
What does it mean to you to be playing so strong on the last day of this tournament? And I think because it's in Canada, there's always extra attention on the Canadians, mm-hmm. always a little bit extra pressure. What does it mean to you to play that well and be among the leaders in the last day?
It means a lot to play good in front of everybody. I mean, we have a lot of supporters this week, so... it's nice to see everybody to come out and support us. But yeah, I played good, but obviously there's some improvement I need to make.
Do you take any satisfaction that, I mean, you're gonna cut a pretty decent check here this
week? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Position on the money list. I mean, mm-hmm. to get into that top 80 is very important. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I know the purse is really big here compared to other tournaments. So. It was very important to play well here. My goal was top 10, but I think I might be just short of that.
Pretty close, though. Not
yeah,
bad.
Close.
You'll be going to Cambridge this week?
Yes.
Okay, how does playing here in Canada, one tournament, set you up for next week, do you think?
It's good preparation. Obviously, it's going to be a very different course, but the greens are going to be firm and fast like here, so... it's good preparation.
Do you see this as a breakthrough result for you, or does it feel like it right now? You know what I mean by breakthrough, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel like a breakthrough.
Why not?
I don't know, I feel like I can play a lot better than this.